O'Brien. Harmon rests. Briggs. King rests. Cut to Steve lying on his cot, soaked with sweat. He tries hard to catch his breath. He turns his head to the wall. He lifts one hand and lets it slide slowly down the pale green wall.
We just read that O'Brien says that Harmon rests, and Briggs says that King rests. That means that both defense lawyers have finished providing witnesses and evidence that their clients are not guilty. What's next in the trial? The closing statements. Each of these lawyers, as well as the prosecutor, will have one more chance to make their arguments. We're on page 238, where it says, Cut 2, Interior, Courtroom. Briggs is going to speak first. We can predict what he's going to say. He's going to argue that James King is innocent.
Cut 2, Interior, Courtroom. Close-up of James King. He looks around awkwardly as Briggs sums up his defense. Voiceover, Briggs. So, what do we have? We have a man who admits to being part of a robbery accusing another man. And why is he making these accusations? The prosecution would have you believe that bringing Mr. Evans, this Bobo character here, is the result of good police work, which gives Mr. Evans the chance to demonstrate what a great citizen he is. But isn't the truth of the matter that the only reason he's here is